Blog Talk Radio.
Gia, Slim Thugger, Boss Hogg Outlaws, Jim Johnson, Representing this Texas, man.
You're a hater. DJ B1, are you in the building with me? Because he's silent.
Oh yeah, I didn't know I was on. I didn't know I was on live, baby.
I took you on before the song ended, and I'm glad that DJ B1. Hey, I'm glad to have you in the building. Like I told him, we run it, DJ B1. We run it. We've been running it for a very, very long time, and that's just what it is.
Well, you know what? He said, we run this town tonight. Yeah, we run this town and every motherfucking town in the motherfucking United States and the world. You know, hey, and it's that kind of show tonight. Y'all going to hear some motherfuckers, but I'm going to tell you about motherfuckers. It's a noun. It describes the person, place, or motherfucking thing. You hear me? So, guess what? Get ready for it, because it's going down tonight, Diamond Divas.
It's going down. Y'all heard what the DJ said. Hey, listen, anyway, y'all, enough of that. We want to welcome y'all into the building, y'all. This is the hottest station on Internet Radio. Y'all don't give a damn what they say, like I said at the beginning of the show. I don't care, okay? We are the hottest because guess what? We keep it 100 over here with no chasers, all right? We talk about real shit when we have our talk shows, like tonight, The Back Room. We talk about real things over here, guys. So, hey, listen, if this is not your cup of tea, because we do say a whole lot of cuss words on this particular show with me, I say a lot of cuss words on every fucking show except for the gospel. I try to get a Lord. I try to give him... Yeah, okay, some peace, because he know how I am, okay? But every other show, y'all going to hear me. I'm going full force with this thing, all right? But on tonight's show, listen, for real, this is going to be one of those types of shows where there's going to be a lot of profanity, you know, being spewed out over the airwaves. So if you got little small kids, we need y'all to take them and put them in another room if they're not ready to go to bed, or, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to, you know what I'm saying, put them to bed if they're, you know, getting it, all right? Because this is that type of show. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, you know, especially trending news. There's been a lot of stuff that's been going on. We keep constantly talking about this police brutality thing because it keeps coming up. You know what I mean? There's always some shit going on. So those are the type of things that we're going to be discussing over here. And like I said to y'all, this is real raw radio with no chasers, okay? We don't talk about busting no motherfucking bodies, window panes eye, and the nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I did say nigga, and you're going to hear that a lot tonight, all right? But anyway, okay, the nigga, you know what I'm saying, he ain't doing it hard enough, or his shit ain't getting hard, or you know what I'm saying, her shit stank. We ain't talking about none of that shit tonight, all right? We don't talk about that, period, on this show. Do we, DJ B1? We don't discuss that type of shit. We talk about real shit. Real shit. So that's what y'all going to be getting tonight, all right? So with that being said, listen, guys, again, welcome to the back room with the Diamond Diva and her co-host, the Chameleon, y'all, the Chameleon, all right? And he's also a DJ, but we call him the Chameleon tonight because he changes stripes all the time. He can blend in any motherfucker. Just don't blend in too many places where I can't find your ass, okay? Because I get a motherfucking flashlighter and look for DJ Trust me, I will. Anyway, all right? I'm just saying it out for the ladies out there, okay? Just in case somebody listening, they trying it, okay? Girl, bye. Anyway, listen, if y'all want to call in and get in on the conversations tonight, y'all can do that at 319-527-6171, all right? If you don't remember the number, we'll call it out to you a little bit later in the show. But right now, that's the number. Call us up tonight. We got 1 hour and 51 minutes left here in the studio. Y'all know I'm all about time. I'm all about time. All right, so we're going to take it to a whole other level. I'm going to turn it back over to DJ B1 so he can formally introduce himself for real this time and give his shout-outs. DJ, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, you know. Tonight, you know, I'm not a DJ. I am the Chameleon, so I am the Chameleon tonight, and I just want to welcome you guys out there to Real Nigga Radio, all right? That's what it is, all right? And we can say that shit. We can say it because guess what? It's a derogative and Ebonics. If y'all understand what the fuck I'm saying, it's Ebonics. We can say N-I-G-G-A because it means nothing like the N-I-G-G-E-R. Okay? So, hey, just get it straight and understand where we're coming from because, again, like the Diamond Diva said, this is real, raw, and it's uncut, and we just going to tell it like it is from our viewpoint. Now, if you want to tell it like you want to tell it from your viewpoint, then call in. That's all you got to do. And we're going to give our viewpoints, and if you like it or not, whatever, whatever, whatever. But I want to give a shout-out to God Almighty himself for waking us up this morning. Hopefully he put us to bed tonight, because we never know how it's going to go with God and how he's going to enter our lives or end our lives. So we never know. All right. And I want to give a shout-out to always and forever my family. You don't have to be my damn blood to be my family. If I call you family, if you're close enough to where, if we are close enough to where we call you family, you're family. Don't matter whether your blood type is the same as mine. It don't matter. It don't matter. I want to give a shout-out to all of the people out there that support this radio station and love this radio station, because it's a lot of them out there that love the radio station. It's a few of them out there that don't. And those that don't, it's all good. If you don't like the radio station.
Even those motherfuckers that pretend that they do, fuck out of here.
Well, yeah. If you don't like the, if you don't like the radio station, guess what? We know you gossip. And you say, oh, I don't like that radio station because they curse too much. They say this and they say that. But you done told somebody and they want to be curious and check it out for themselves. That's all good. We like y'all, too. If you don't like the radio station, we already know that you went and told somebody else that you don't like the radio station. They want to check it out for themselves. It's all good. Yeah, baby.
It is all good. And that's the shit. Hey, listen, you done brought up a whole nother motherfucking subject, okay? I want to talk about that tonight, because I'm finna, I told y'all, don't, because the Diamond Diva, her clapbacks is motherfucking major, okay? I'm not saying that I'm the best at the clapbacks, but guess what? I got mine, okay? So, yeah, don't fuck with me like that, because I'm on a clapback, all right? I'll get on your level. I know motherfuckers be saying, oh, you got to be the bigger person. Fuck out of here, all right? Tired of being the bigger motherfucking person. Sometimes you got to give a bitch the motherfucking business and let them know what time it is, okay? So, but anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later. okay? Because I feel myself, babe, I feel it rising. Ooh, that temperature is rising. But I do want to give a shout-out to my bro who's always in the building representing this radio station, as well as his sister and his bro-law. All right? Hey, he is always here, and I love you, bro, and I thank you so much. You really, honestly, are in mom's place, because mom used to call into the studio just like you do now. She called into the studio and she just listened. And every once in a while I would bring her live and she'd be like, I want to hear that man. I want to hear that white man. You know, yeah, that's how she was, okay? That's why, what white man, mama? We got a whole lot of white people in the studio. What you talking about? That Phil Collins. Okay, yeah, let me get you that. I'll get that on for you. She always wanted to hear In the Air tonight, all right? So I'm going to make sure I get that track on. To honor her, because she absolutely loved that track, as well as Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Love is the Key. So I'm going to make sure that I get those tracks on for her tonight. But I do want to honor her, as well as my mother-in-law, Hattie Mae Ballard. I know y'all are flying high, as well as our father, my brother's dad, my dad. Y'all are flying high in heaven, and y'all are keeping your eyes as well as your hands on this radio station, and we could not be more grateful than we are right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you for holding it down even beyond the sky. All right, so with that being said, listen, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into some topics, okay? We're going to get into our first topic. We already gave y'all the number and everything, so if you want to call in, fine. If not, I appreciate you listening in from the link. All right, but I do want to talk about the police brutality, all right? I said that at the top of the show. It's something that we cannot escape it, right? Every time you look around, you know what I'm saying? You turn on your television, you get on social media, or somebody may be reading a newspaper, and you're seeing another black African-American male, or maybe female, or even females, not just maybe, but yeah, black African-American males and African-American females, all right, being gunned down, all right, by the hands of police officers who are supposed to be there to serve and protect the community. And I want to talk about that because we just had the George Floyd thing, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, Siobhan or Chavez or whatever the fuck his name, Derek Chavez, whatever. Y'all know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Okay, I slice up motherfuckers' name all the time here, so it's okay. All right, but guess what? I want to talk about that, all right? He's been convicted. He has been convicted on all three counts, okay? And if it wasn't for the video that that young, beautiful woman, I cannot remember her name, guys, so don't sue me, okay? I don't want to just throw out somebody's name and it's not hers. But y'all know who it is, okay? If y'all been watching and everything, y'all should know, okay? Maybe I should too, but whatever, all right? To save the night for the hell, okay? But if it wasn't for her video, if it wasn't for her filming George Floyd and Derek Chavez or Chavan or whatever, in this situation, he would have gotten off. He would have gotten off. He would have been a free man because there was no video. So this is what I'm saying. It's everything is black and white. You videos don't lie, just like snapshots don't lie. That shit do not lie. And he was convicted. But then we have these other incidents that have happened, all right, along with this. And we're going to get into that in a little bit because I know that DJ B1 wants to comment on this whole situation here and give his input, you know, on what he thinks, all right? But me personally, I don't believe that he is sentenced, okay, and they give him, let's just say they give him 47 years, 27 years, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. Do you want to know why? He's going to, and I'm not speaking anything into existence like that, but, hey, that's just the way I see it. He's going to commit suicide. He's not going to be able to take that because he's too cocky. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's too cocky. Like, I'm not supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, this, that, and the third. I'm not supposed to be here in this position right now. How the fuck could y'all do that to me? Did you see how he was looking when they were sentencing his ass? He had a look like, are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? So I don't believe that he's going to be able to survive that. And maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just throwing it out there. I just don't believe that he's going to be able to survive whatever amount of time he gets because he's too cocky. All right, so, but I'm going to turn it over to DJ B1. I'm going to let him have his stance on this whole thing, and then, you know, we'll come back to me. DJ, what you think about all of that?
Well, you know what? This is probably one of the first times in my lifetime that I've seen this happen. And to be quite honest with you, I really didn't think it was going to happen. So, therefore, you know, hey, you know, thank you. Thank you that it did happen. But that's a baby mm-hmm. step as well. It's a baby step mm-hmm. because, yes, he was convicted.
Yes.
He was convicted guilty of all three charges. Now, I'm going to wait for 8 weeks. They say 8 weeks the sentencing is going to come down. So here's my next worry, that they don't give this man enough time. They give him 5 years. 10 years, and you know, like Diamond Diva said, hell, even if they give him 5 years, he probably won't make the 5 years. But if they give him a very, very light sentence, it kind of defeats the fucking purpose of finding the jury finding him guilty, and the judge say, okay, well, we're just gonna give him 10 years or 5 years. Okay,
mm-hmm.
he's facing a total on one charge. He's maximum is 40 years, and I think on the other two charges, you know, he got a maximum of 20 years. If we think about it, that's 80 years. Even if they just give him 50 years, I mean, I'd be good 40 years because, you know, man, he's probably 40-something years old right now. And, he won't make it. He will probably live the rest of his life in prison. But my worry is right now, you know, the second step of this, yeah, we got the conviction, but now we got to worry about what sentence he's going to get. is they going to take it light on it because he's a policeman? Or is they going to give him, you know, the minimum or in between? That's mm-hmm. my whole concern right now, is that they give him, you know, the jury of his peers, the jury of our peers, convicting him of on all three counts, that the judge don't go in and say, okay, well, he's a policeman, so we're going to give him a lighter sentence, and we only going to give him 5 years or 10 years, and that's it. Well, I think that's gonna defeat the purpose if that's what they're going to do, if that's what he'll do, the judge, because the judge is the one that's going to sentence him and not the jury. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my concern right there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me just piggyback off of that and say this, not piggyback off, but add to this, that you're right. You may be very right, all right, about the time that they give this man. Why? Because here we are with a setup, all right? He ain't got nobody's bond, all right? No bond, all right? You going straight in that motherfucker, okay? He ain't got nobody's bond, all right? So my thing is this, is that you ain't got no bond because you're serving every fucking day that you're behind the bars, you're serving time. Am I correct?
Correct.
Right. So here it is. You may be right. That is a fear that they may not give him the maximum of time for which he was sentenced for. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that really brings up that raises an eyebrow. You know what I'm saying? Because again, he is no bond. All right, you're going right back there. So to me, I feel like it's a setup. You know what I'm saying? We still getting slapped in our motherfucking faces. We still getting slapped in our faces. Yes, justice will be served, but at the end of the day, bitch, I'm the motherfucking judge, and I'm still prejudiced against y'all hoes. But guess what? I'm gonna appease to the people, so y'all won't burn down our motherfucking city. Okay? Y'all won't be bashing motherfucking windows open and shit and causing people not to go to work. Y'all, all kinds of shit going on. Y'all ain't finna be overworking our motherfucking officers. So, yeah, he's guilty. Okay, you know what? You're right. But then at the same motherfucking time, I still got my boys back because I'm not going to give him no bond. He know what's going on. I'm not going to give him no bond. And the reason why, because we already got this shit planned the fuck out, all right? You going to get up in there? You already know that without a bond, you still you serving your time out, bruh. So here we are. How many days? They said 48 days. What is it, 38 days before he's sentenced?
Yeah, no, it'll be eight weeks. That's 2 months.
Okay, 8 weeks. Okay, 8 weeks before he's sentenced. Okay, every day that he's in there, he's doing time. He's serving out his
mm-hmm.
time. So DJB1, mm-hmm. you are correct. And that's a fear, because that lets you know that they still, you know what I'm saying, because they know that we're on to them. They know we on to them, but they going to still try to find a way, you know what I'm saying, to still try to sucker punch us from the motherfucking back.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the deal. Here's the deal with the sentencing part. If just say the judge say, okay, well, we're going to give him 10 years, all right? We all know that he may not even serve 10 years. He may serve even maybe half of the 10 years and get off on good time, this, that, and the other. So which means that he done got away with murder and three charges, and he only served 3 or 4 years. See, that's the part that people don't think about. They don't think about those type of things, along the line. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can say, God, you know, thank you that he got convicted. But if they come back in 8 weeks and say, okay, well, we sentence you, you know, to 10 years. Well, damn, 10 years ain't shit, because guess what? You can get out on parole for good behavior, this, that, and the other, all of that shit. You get out, you can serve 3 years of that 10 years or maybe 5 years at the most of that 10 years, and you out.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be fucked up. In my mind, it would be fucked up. So, therefore, You know, you done really defeated the purpose. The only thing you've done is appease the people to where, oh, yeah, he was convicted. Nah, I'm not saying that it's, you know, it's, I'm not saying it's a big step, because this is the first time in my lifetime that any officer, you know, has gotten, you know, gotten this type of treatment and this type of justice, I should say, this type of justice. First time in my lifetime that this has happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for that. But don't relax, people. Let's not relax and say, okay, he got convicted, guilty of all charges. Let's think about in the next 8 weeks what the judge is going to say his sentence is. And if his sentence is not satisfactory, then guess what? We took a small baby step, but we still ain't there yet. And that's where I'm at on that situation.
Absolutely. And that takes us, and that takes me, you know, to Dante Wright. All right. This is the next subject that we're talking about. We're trying to wing through these subjects here. But, the Dante Wright situation, you know what I'm saying, where he was gunned down by the police officer that mistakenly, you know, that mistake their taser for a gun. You know what I'm saying? And now she's behind bars, okay? But I know that we're going to, not we, but probably me, going to get a little backlash from what I'm about to say.
Yeah, and me too. And me too.
And DJ B1 too. Okay, right. All right. But at the same time, this is my thing. Yes, I side with everybody that thinks that the way that this female police officer handled that situation. We're talking about in Brooklyn Square. That's what they said. I think it was like, 15 miles away from the George Floyd incident where he was killed by the police officer, 10 miles, all right, in Minnesota, Brooklyn Square, not that many miles away. And now we have another incident involving a police officer discharging their weapon on a African-American male. Now, I will go back to what I just said. I do side with the family. I side with everybody that feels like, okay, she should have known the fucking difference, and she should have. Because if she didn't know the difference, or you was confused, your ass needs to go back in training, or you should have went back in training. Because there is no way in hell that you can mistake a gun, or you can mistake a gun for a taser, or a taser for a gun. There is no way that you can do that. But again, hey, stranger things have happened. But I will say this. Yes, that was wrong. But I'm going to also say this too. And here we go. I saw the video. And I saw that young man getting on the phone, calling his mom, and they tussling with him and trying to get him out of the car. He, maybe in a panic, he's trying to drive the fuck off. And then here, this police officer mistaking, okay, one weapon for the other weapon, grabbed the gun and shot him. But now here we are with this. As parents, yes, some of us parents out there, and I'm not speaking for every parent, but some of us parents out there do teach our children to follow the rules of the law, because that is in the Bible, that you have to follow the law, okay? And so my thing with the Dante Wright situation, the only problem that I have in that, well, the only two problems I had, you know, the other problem with the officer discharging her weapon when she, it was supposed to be a taser from what she said. But the other problem is that guess what? If an officer pulls you over for whatever reason, that officer pulls you over, instead of you resisting arrest or, you know what I'm saying, talking all crazy to the officer and doing all of these shit, not following the commands, When you do that, you put your life at risk. You put your life at more of a greater risk. Because here we are where the officer can tell you to do everything and you abide by the commands of the officer. You've done everything that the officer told you to do. But yet at the same time, you got one of them type of officers where they trigger happy. And, oh, I just want to kill you because you're a black man or a black woman. I just want to fucking kill you because I told you not to move and you twitched. So now I'm going to blow your brains out. You have those type of police officers that no matter what you do, they will still take you out. But at the same time, but at the same time, when you are following commands, you do have those officers, and you don't know what type of officers they are. But you follow the commands, and you let everything else go. Make sure that you videotaping that shit. If you by yourself, hey, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep my video camera on. My video, my camera, everything is being recorded right now. So if you shoot me, hey, it's being recorded. I didn't resist. I didn't give you no problems. I ain't did none of that shit, bro. But you still shot me. It's on motherfucking recording. Okay? But when you resist, in some cases, not in all cases, but in some cases, when you resist, it causes a bigger problem than it would have originated from. So don't, you know what I'm saying? But again, you know what, DJB1, I want you to chime in on that because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can take this so many different directions, but I want you to kind of piggyback off what I said.
Yes, I mean, piggybacking off of what you said, and let's go back to that, you know, particular case. This man got stopped, a young man got stopped, and all he had was some misdemeanor, class C misdemeanors, which was some tickets and shit like that. He didn't have no felony, where he shouldn't go to jail for, you know, the rest of his life or do 10, 15, 20, 30 years. All he had was simple tickets. All right? So I say to our youth, and what we all should be saying, and this is what Diamond Diva is saying, say to our youth, okay, well, yeah, you don't have no reason to be scared. And if all you have is some tickets, go to jail, and then you'll come home in a day or two. You'll be home. All right? Let your parents or let yourself or let the law, due process of law, get you out of that situation, because if you just got tickets, then damn, you know, if you ain't got the money to pay for the tickets at that time, you know, I done been through this, so I can speak on this. If you don't have the money to pay for the tickets to get out of jail, you spend a few days in jail and you work those days off and you go home. You still living. All right? So, I mean, you know, there's no need of you or anybody else. If you got Class C misdemeanor tickets, there's no need of resisting arrest. Regardless of whether they stopped you on a bullshit stop or whatever it is, because that happens too. You know, it don't matter. Just don't resist arrest. And if they going to kill you, I'm not saying you, because there has been cases, but guess what? They killed you any motherfucking way. But in this case, this young man, all he had to do was just go to jail, and his mother would have got him out, you know, the next day, and everything would have been fine. He'd still been living to raise his young child. He got a baby, you know, and that's all you got to do. And that's the message that we here at Diversity of the Mind, Blazing Heat Radio, is trying to say, that we should not always put everything on the police, law officers, because we just shouldn't do that. Because there's not all law officers out there is not bad. We seen one today. Me and Diamond Diva was looking at a video, I think. I don't know if it was on YouTube or wherever it was, but was saying that there's no way that even in the heat of the moment that this officer should have mistaken a taser for a gun. There's no way. And he said that even in the heat of the moment, if she's that rattled or if he's that rattled, that they're in the wrong business because she should be trained better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the whole thing is that young people, even older people, or whoever it is, stop resisting arrest. Stop being a problem. Not saying that you're not going to end up dead. I mean, guess what? We are of color. I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about people of color. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We already know the odds are stacked against us in the first place.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Therefore, just stop it. Stop it. You know? And, hey, it's not much more to say about that.
But see, my thing is this, is that social media, and I have to really throw this out there because it's, you know, it's something that's on my mind. Social media, our children listen more to fucking social media than they do us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not social media, their so-called friends. They listen to these motherfuckers. Oh, well, I done had a run-in with them, and you know your rights, and you know what I'm saying? Don't let them punk you like that, and this, that, and the third, and you know what I'm saying? Fuck going to jail. You don't need to be going to jail for nothing you didn't done. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't do anything wrong, why is they arresting you? These are the things that our kids are being fed. And so in some police officers out there that are just trying to do their job to get back home to their family to where they ain't got to worry about going to bed that night knowing that I had to take somebody's life because they didn't fucking follow the fucking commands of the law. They should
mm-hmm.
not have to go to bed at night as well as your family. Going to bed knowing that my loved one is not here. So nobody is winning. So we have, if we can, and we're not sitting here justifying, and I want y'all to don't get that shit twisted. We're not justifying and just taking sides completely with every police officer, with every incident, especially the incidents that's been trending. We're not taking their side all the way. Now, those that did some wrong shit, we said that. And we take stand with those that are against that too. But what we are saying is that guess what? There are some good police officers out there. But your son or your daughter or maybe my son or my, and even though I don't have a natural son, but I got stepsons, my sons or my daughters, I want them to be able to follow the commands of the law. And that police officer that stopped them for whatever reason, if you do what you got to do, 9 times out of 10, and I said 9 times out of 10, you will go on about your way or you'll get locked up in jail, go to court like DJ B1 said, nigga, I'm out of here the next day or the, you know what I mean? Yeah, fuck. Okay, I forgot. All right, they sending me to the county. I was in the city, but now they sending my ass to the county because guess what? They done pulled up some old motherfucking traffic tickets. Fuck out of here. But that's better than having to go through all of this shit that we're going through right now. With the news media burying our children. Parents are not supposed to bury their kids first. Their children are supposed to bury them. So my heart goes out to those family members that are going through this. It's very heartbreaking to see it. But at the same time, we as parents, especially for my grandchildren, me and my husband's grandchildren that are little and they're males, and they're females, and they're growing up in this life. We got to get a hold of that. We got to tell them, listen, don't be listening to social media. Don't be listening to your friends. Oh, well, my homeboy got away from their asses. He ran and hit the cut and turned maybe like 5 or 6 blocks down the motherfucking road. His ass is at home in the bed. He's at home, girl. He good. Okay, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. That type of shit. So we got to stop. We got to start training our kids the right way instead of always having this motherfucking hang up. Well, my son and my daughter, they, I talked to them. Ain't nobody going to talk to you like that. You gonna obey. You ain't got to obey no motherfucking body if you know your rights. Yes, you can know your rights. Trust me. You can know your rights and still sometimes get popped. But you can also know your rights, too, sometimes. And guess what? You can use those rights to keep your motherfucking self alive.
Real talk.
So we got to do
real
our part. Go ahead, DJ.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I keep calling him the DJ because I'm so used to it. It's supposed to be it's supposed to be the chameleon tonight, but I'm using the DJ. But whatever. He know what it is. As long as I don't say it, y'all say the chameleon. All right, don't do that.
Yeah.
Go
but
ahead.
I mean, you know, that's real talk. But, I mean, you know, anybody out there that's listening, and we make sure, you know, if you disagree, and you disagree with a point that we're making, then you're welcome to call in and voice your opinion. But I guarantee you, if you voice your opinion on what we're saying, you know, yes, we can say, okay, well, you know, there has been instances, but there's more instances to where, you know, a person resists and get killed. They're scared of us. They're scared of us. Okay? That's up front. They're scared of us. And then there's, you know, some officers that are just downright redneck, prejudice-ass people. And they want to use, hey, they went through their whole life being a little person, and now they got a gun, and they're a person of authority, and you're going to do what the fuck I tell you, and if you fuck up, I'm going to fuck over you.
Yes.
We're not saying that that is not going to happen, but nine times out of ten, like the Diamond Diva said, if you comply, you will go home. Whether you'll go home that night or that day, maybe not. But guess what? In due process of the law, if you got a Class C misdemeanor tickets, you are going to go home. Ain't no need to trying to get back in the car and running and all of that shit. Let them handcuff
exactly.
you, take your
exactly.
ass to jail, and I'll go to court. And if the police, and this is something I know for a fact, I go to court. If this ticket was 3 or 4 years old and I go to court and a police officer don't show up in court, then they going to dismiss the shit and you ain't got to pay nothing. Okay, so that's all kind of scenarios to where, guess what? Just stop resisting and let's go home, young people. Let's go home, black people.
Let's
go home, people of color.
Yes.
Let's just
yes.
go home.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you know what? There's one thing that the Diamond Diva did bring up, and this is something because, you know, my brother's a police officer. And I know a few police officers, and I'm not siding with them because I don't like police officers my damn self. You know what I mean? They second behind redneck white people, and I ain't talking about white people. I'm saying redneck white people, okay? I'm talking about them. If there's police, they second behind them people. But I'm saying, you know, I said that to say this, is that all cops are not bad, and there's a whole bunch of cops that want to go home, like Diamond D said. They want to go home to their family after the end of their shift. They just want to go home just like everybody else want to go home. They don't want to do a whole lot of fucking paperwork that's unnecessary to do because guess what? If it's at the end of their shift, say it's 8 o'clock and they shift ends at 9 o'clock and they got to rest your ass, that means they got to stay there another 2 hours or so giving a fucking report and they can't go home to their family. So, I mean, hey, let's look at this shit for real, okay? And that's what
that's
it is
right.
with the police thing.
That's right. And as soon as the sooner we wake up, the better off we would be, okay? And that's just what it is, all right? Listen, my thing with this, and I want to add something to this, okay? I used to hear about the media all the time, right? The media ain't shit. The media, they take shit and twist it up and, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, they make shit bigger than what the fuck it is, right? I would sit back and I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, why would they do that? They're supposed to be, you know, reporting on this shit, you know what I'm saying? So why the fuck would they take any motherfucking thing and mix it up, you know what I'm saying, to make it seem like it's something bigger than what it is? To be honest with you, the media has a lot to do with this. They have a lot to do with it because they do take things and make it bigger than what it is. They're the ones that's holding the motherfucking lighter. Now, the motherfucking fuel and already spewed out in the streets and everything, but they're the ones who's holding the lighter. So they just strike it, and it hit that fuel, and before you know it, it's a wildfire. So you have to be very careful of what the media is giving off to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you have to be very careful of who your children are aligning themselves with. This circle shit and, you know what I'm saying, this blood shit, this crip shit, all of this bullshit. You have to be very, very careful of who your children. Pay attention. Because you could be doing every motherfucking thing right. You could be saying every fucking thing right. This is what it is. That's just the way it is. And they may be agreeing with you. But then they go behind closed doors with their friends or the media. And the media and their friends between the two, they gonna fuck them up. They gonna fuck them up. And they're not gonna listen to you. They don't want to listen to you at that point. Because now we here with, I'm trying to exercise my manhood, all right? But and as a woman, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to exercise, you know what I'm saying, my toughness as a woman. And we get killed. Not in all cases, but in some cases. We get killed.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all have to really get with your children and address these issues with your children. Have dinner with them. You know what I'm saying? Take them to the park, especially if they're little. You know what I'm saying? Take them to their favorite place or whatever. Even if they're little or 15 or 16 years old, they're still growing up in all of this shit, and a lot of them are still fucking confused about every fucking thing that's happening, to be honest. They are. But we need to talk to them. We need to address this. This is what you need to do when you are confronted with this particular situation, whether it's a police officer or bullies. We need to be able to educate our kids, because if we don't educate our kids, we're going to keep on going through this same shit. And at some point in time, we're going to have to blame y'all asses. Because a lot of y'all parents out there don't want to be parents. Y'all want to be your friend, your kids' friends, and go out to the clubs with them and all of this shit. Let them cuss you out and, you know what I'm saying, all of that. No, we got to be our kids' parents. Because they need parents and protectors. They need parents because as a parent, you are a protector. You're all of those things. That word parent is that's powerful. So protecting all that is up under that. But we need to educate our children. We need to educate them. Now, whether they want to go out there and do the wrong thing, at least you can say to yourself, if something happens to them, God forbid. But if something happens to one of them out there and it causes their demise, at least you can say to yourself that me as a parent, I did everything that was in my power to make sure that they went on the right track. So, but I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying, those type of parents. I'm talking about those out there that don't want to hear it, that don't want to hear it. Oh, that's just police brutality. My son and my daughter, they ain't scared of nobody. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't, you know, you ain't finna be going no motherfucking body's jail, this, that, and the third. You better do what the fuck you do. Stand up for yourself. Power to the people. But then now, here it is, 2 weeks later, you're having to bury your son or your daughter because they mimicked everything that you said.
Mm-hmm.
So as some parents, we do have to take some sort of responsibility. We share in responsibilities for a lot of this stuff. Not saying it's for everything in all situations, but in some cases, we do have to share responsibilities in those cases.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, Diamond D, we talking about, you know, police and police brutality, and we talk on that subject. I know that, you know, you want to cover some subjects, but very quickly, I want to cover one subject, here, and that's police training, okay? Police training. We got to get a better handle as a nation. You know, we got to get a better handle on police training. First of all, there's a case right here in Houston where they shot 21 bullets into a mental patient. He was mentally ill, and he was He was a Mexican American, all right. But he was mentally ill, unarmed. But they shot 21 bullets into this man. That's overkill. The training, if you get the training right, what's wrong with you shooting him in his leg a couple of times or one time? You know what I'm saying? To you know, what's wrong with that? And police, no, they go, when they start shooting, they gonna empty their damn guns when they don't have to. There's a lot of times when a police. And one thing that I do know, and I'm going to say this after I say what I got to say right here. Sometimes it's overkill. If you shooting and
right,
you got
right.
four police officers out there emptying their clip, we talking about eight or nine bullets in your gun, and you got two or three other officers emptying their eight or nine bullets, that's not necessary. If you are trained right, and this person don't have a visible weapon and they just acting lethargic or whatever they doing, you know, resisting, whatever the case may be, what's wrong with shooting the motherfucker in the leg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your gun is, when you point your gun as an officer, I can see where they do that. And what's wrong with pointing the gun down at his legs and shooting kneecaps out.
Yeah, you can disarm him that way as well.
Shoot his motherfucking kneecaps out and he can't walk. He or she can't walk.
Let's
just disarm them that way. So therefore, that's what I'm saying. With police training, and I'm going to say something about police training because I know about this. After you get the initial training, most police officers cannot shoot. Like, maybe I can shoot because I had years of training at shooting at targets and things, and I can shoot you where I want to shoot you. I don't have to shoot you in the head. I don't have to shoot you in the chest. I don't have to shoot. I can shoot you in your kneecap.
But you're trained.
And your ass
but
is
you're
going
trained.
To go down. Yeah. Yes, and that's what they need. They need more training to say, guess what? I don't have to shoot this person. He ain't got no, you know, he don't have no weapon. That was a Mexican-American, like I said, a year ago, and that case is still pending. But they shot this man 21 times. That is not necessary, and that's what we need police training from. So the police training... Let's go, man. Y'all need to go to the gun range and say, guess what? If somebody's not pointing a gun at you, your life ain't in danger, and you 50 feet away from this person. But you shoot,
right.
And you entering your gun at this person. That's fucked up. That's fucked up, period.
Well, that's because a lot of these camps are training these officers to shoot to kill. And that's what it's always been. I mean, shoot to kill. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like your life is in danger, even though 9 times out of 10 it ain't, but you just shoot to kill. And a lot of them are doing that. They're just so, that's the reason why they have an open a thing going on where they're, you know, where they have an investigation going on with the Minneapolis Police Department where they're going to be doing, they're going to be doing some investigations on how they're training their police officers. Okay, how are y'all training these motherfuckers? Because guess what? We got too much shit going on in one motherfucking space here that's causing a motherfucking media frenzy. So we got to investigate this shit. Somebody doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they got an investigation going on with that. So we're just talking about shooting the kill. No, you don't have to shoot the kill. And DJ B1 and I already outlined that, and I don't need to go through all of that. But, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't shoot the kill.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do that even if you feel like if your life is in danger, that's different. But if you feel like your life is not in danger, you just got a drunk motherfucker that's talking shit, bitch, I ain't putting this knife down, kiss my ass, whatever. I ain't finna throw the knife at y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm just over here with the knife because I feel safe with this hoe. Okay, well, then guess what? Shoot that nigga, like, in his motherfucking kneecap and put him down on his ass, and then you go and take the knife and arrest his ass, even though you'll have to call the paramedics because now there's a possibility that he fucked up for life because you didn't shot his motherfucking kneecap off. Ain't nobody finna put you in prison for the rest of your life for that shit. But you didn't shoot him in his motherfucking head or shot him 22 some motherfucking times.
Hey, he might be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life, but he's still living, and maybe he done learned his motherfucking lesson. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to tell his grandkids about it. He's going to tell them grandkids about that shit. They're going to be like, Papa, why are you in a wheelchair? Okay, let me tell y'all the story. All right, so it's so simple to do that. All right, so that's all we're saying, and we don't want to waste any more time on that, but that's just our stance on everything that has happened. And unfortunately, I can get to the young lady. I don't remember her name, but this situation just happened, what was that, just yesterday? Or day before yesterday?
It was one day this week.
Well, actually, it was happening when Chavez or Derek, whatever his name is, got convicted. They were sentencing him at that time. And there was a fight outside of her home where some girls were bullying her. And the police came up on the scene. Now, you got all these motherfucking black folks out here, adults, grown motherfuckers, sitting here videotaping this whole fucking situation. The police pull up on the scene. She's scared for her fucking life. She didn't grab the motherfucking knife. All right? She didn't grab the motherfucking knife. And she's getting ready. She's holding the knife when the police come up. She's holding the knife. And she getting ready to stab this girl or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whether she's finna stab or scare her with the knife, I don't know. But the police don't know that. And when they come up on the scene, you got this weapon, and boom, they're telling you to drop this weapon, and you're in the heat of the moment. Boom, they're going to shoot. They're going to shoot you to keep you from hurting that other person. Now, if you hurt that other person and you actually kill them, then that means that both of y'all is gone. So we have to really think about it. Now, in that situation, I can honestly say that I do not, honestly, it is, again, unfortunate, but I do not believe that that particular case is going to hold up in court. Why? Because they are definitely trained to, that's just like me standing outside holding a weapon and they coming up on the scene. They got all this chaos going and I'm with this weapon and this girl, I'm right here up on her. You know what I'm saying? I got up by the hair, the neck, whatever the fuck. And they come up on the scene. I'm not even worrying about them because I'm trying to take this bitch out. But then they come up on the scene and tell me to drop the motherfucking out here shit because I'm finna kill you, right? And then they shoot and they kill me. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the same thing. And there's no way in the world that that's going to hold up in court, in a court of law, and say that that officer was in the wrong. That's what I'm talking, that's what we were discussing earlier about not all
Absolutely.
Police officers are that way. But then you have to look at the situation and the scenarios of everything. But we always quit because we with this black movement things. Yes, I'm with Black Lives Matter, and I will say it all day long. I put it on my page earlier today because there's certain situations that I just don't like. Even with the Dante thing, I did not like the fact of how this lady got one weapon confused, a lethal weapon confused with a non-lethal weapon to the point where it's going to kill you. I'm all for that, but I'm also for what we talked about, obeying the law. And so, and this is what we were talking about. That's what I'm saying as far as this situation is concerned with the young lady, the 16-year-old young lady that had her life taken from her. We have no idea what our police officers are up against, especially those that are really trying to take care and keep the community safe. We don't really know what they're going through. Mm-hmm. But we can help in a lot of ways by making sure that, guess what, even if you think they're a bad officer or a good officer, follow the commands. and let's see how far we get from there. That's all we have to do is follow the commands. If you get out safe, thank God for that. If you don't get out safe, then guess what? You're going to have people like us that's going to stand up for what you died for. And that's just that's it for that, all right? I don't have nothing else.
Right. You know what? And Diamond Diva, let me tell you this. You know, even in that situation, let's look at where the black people here was wrong, and they should be held accountable. Now, I'm not talking about going to jail or anything like that, but they should be held accountable for that because there was so many grown-ass black people out there doing that fight. Mm-hmm. They could have de-escalated that whole motherfucking thing, but they were sitting back on their phone filming the shit and not trying to stop nothing. Okay?
I'm sure the world
when that fight
shit,
was going on. Yeah, I mean, before all of that shit escalated to where this young lady went in the house and got a knife and all that shit, they got grown people and young people out there. Oh, yeah, let them fight and let them do this and all that shit. De-escalate that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody fucking go home. That's my theme, man. Go home. You can go home and be home and be alive, okay? Instead of being on your motherfucking phone, because police ain't there at this point, instead of being on the phone and shit, all these grown people out there looking at this motherfucking shit, instead of filming it, they should have been out there trying to talk to this young lady and talk to them young ladies, you know what I'm saying, that were doing the bullying and
Absolutely.
Get down to the bottom
Absolutely.
Of the whole motherfucking situation.
Absolutely.
This
mm-hmm.
shit wouldn't have happened mm-hmm. if black folks had stepped in. They should have stepped in and de-escalated the motherfucking shit. Let your community is you. Let you do something in your community to stop this shit. If you see this shit happening, you can stop it. Point to where the police come out there and kill your motherfucking ass. I grew up in a motherfucking I grew up in a motherfucking community that the police didn't have to come and stop nothing. I don't give a fuck if somebody had a knife and some chains and you know, these deadly weapons that you can have with a baseball bat and all that motherfucking shit. Some grown folks is finna come up in that motherfucker and break that shit up. Y'all stop this motherfucking shit. Stop it. But we don't do that shit no more. We stand back and we look at that. Oh, girl, look at them. You know what I'm saying? You got your fucking phone out and you filming this shit. But, hey, a black community, in this instance that we're talking about right now, I'm not talking about all instances. Don't get it twisted, y'all. I'm saying in this instance that we had five or six grown-ass people sitting around there watching these girls fight and not doing a motherfucking thing about it, that's on us. That's on us, not them.
But we are not going to take, a lot of us are not going to take responsibility for that. We're not going to take responsibility for it. And when the police come out and they kill one of us, then we're out there hollering and screaming, you didn't have to shoot him, you didn't have to shoot her, you didn't have to do this, that, and the third. They're all on the ground. But then at the mm-hmm. same time, half of y'all motherfuckers out there, like DJ B1 was saying, y'all were filming this. Grown black people like us standing there filming this type of event. So he's right. You know what I'm saying? We got to check ourselves, man. We got to check ourselves. We got to check ourselves. We got black kids killing each other every day in the neighborhoods. We got black men and women killing each other every motherfucking day in the neighborhood. They killing each other. But is that shit going to make the motherfucking news? You want to know why? Because guess what? Oh, as long as we killing each other, it's okay. But then when a white police officer kills us, it's a problem. Y'all are back-ass twisted. Y'all are back-ass fucking twisted, bro. And y'all ain't got to ever listen to this fucking station. I wouldn't give a damn if I had one person or maybe zero people listening in. Matter of fact, I'll just say one person because that's God. But we are twisted. We are really twisted, and y'all need to check yourselves. You need to check yourself, all right? Start making a difference, like the chameleon said, DJ B1, making a difference in your own neighborhood. It starts with us. It don't start with the media. It don't end on national TV where we're seeing these funerals of our black babies, black bodies. Black bodies are being put into the ground. But we don't want to take responsibility for that. And the reason why I feel, in some cases, we ain't got the motherfucking time. We ain't got the time. And that is the problem. Wake your asses up, black people. Some of us need to educate instead of discriminating. Oh, I'm going to discriminate on the police officer because they did this. That. No, fuck that. Teach your motherfucking child to stay in command of the police officers. Teach them about not running from the police officer. Teach them what you need to teach them. You're going to save their lives. God said put a rod to them. He said put a rod to them. It ain't going to kill them. It's going to save them from the depths of hell. And he may not be meaning hell where the fire is at. We in hell right now. It's going to save them from hell because I know what y'all about to go through in my name. But some of y'all are asleep. And you need to wake up, get the cross out your eyes, and save your damn babies. I said what I said. Anyway, DJ B1, I'm going to go into commercial. I want to hear Ya Ya by Book Week.
Okay.
I got to hear Ya Ya. Come on, DJ B1. Go on, give me that.
Okay, I just, and then after commercial break, we can expound on this whole motherfucking situation. Okay.
No, we
ain't going to just make it quick.
Well, yeah, we'll do that. But at the end of the day, I still got some other shit that I want to talk about. I want to talk about some of snake motherfuckers out there. Okay? Because I'm sick of y'all shit.
No, I want to bring up something about Black Lives Matter. And I applaud what they're doing. But at the same time, Black Lives Matter, have you seen Black Lives Matter in Chicago where there's, on the average of the last 10 years, on average, there's 700 and more than 700 black people getting killed by black people. That means there's more than two a day. But you don't see Black Lives Matter marching in Chicago telling black people stop killing black people. That's what I'm going to say. And so guess what? Go into commercial, Blake.
No, but that's facts, though, DJ B1. And you know what? When we come back, I want you to continue to touch on that, and then we're going to move forward because that's something that I would like to get in on as well. We're talking about Chicago, y'all. They've been going through it over there for a minute. All right, we got our motherfucking priorities all in the wrong place. Hey, listen, y'all, this is The Back Room featuring yours truly, the Diamond Diva, and our co-host, the Chameleon, better known as DJ B1. We're broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. The number to call us up in the studio tonight if you want to get in on the topic is 319-527-6171. We're going to play a few tracks, and we're going to come back and get right back into the meat of why the fuck we here. Yeah, yeah, by Book Week.
calling, Phil
Margie,
calling,
Margie.
Calling. Yes, baby.
Margie Wilson.
You better believe it. Diversity of the Mind, Blazing Heat Radio in your ears, y'all. Welcome to the back room. If you are now plugged into this station, you missed a lot, and we ain't finna go through, we ain't finna backtrack, okay? We're gonna keep it going, and guess what? You can catch it on playback tomorrow, okay? Catch it on playback tomorrow. But if you are still plugged into the station, we appreciate your support and also just for rocking it out with Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio tonight on a Thursday night. Hey, if God lets us live to see tomorrow, it's Friday. So y'all can get wild and crazy and stupid. Because I know I get that way too sometimes. Don't you see? I do. All right, so if we can make it through tonight, we'll be all right tomorrow. But if y'all want to call in and get in on the hot topics that we have going on tonight, y'all can do that at 319-527-6171. If not, keep on hanging on to those links, all right? And we appreciate your support. I want to take it back to DJ B1 because, again, he had something he was talking about, we were talking about before the commercial break. So I want him to go ahead and bring that up once again.
All right. Well, yeah. I was saying that Black Lives Matter is always involved in police shootings. And they're not in the neighborhoods where we're killing ourselves, all right? You know, for instance, I always keep talking about Chicago, but Chicago is not the only one because guess what? There's New Orleans and other cities like that. But I always say that Chicago, and in 2020, there were 774 murders in 2020, of black-on-black crime, that's more than two a day, taking people out of here two a day. Now, when you look at the police projections of how many they done killed us across America, it's still not two a day. But yet, Black Lives Matter don't go into those cities and address us killing ourselves. And I got a problem with that. I do truly have a fucking problem with that.
Yep. Well,
774 murders in Chicago. Black on black. I'm talking about black people killing black people in 2020. Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, the light is never going to be shined where, you know, we're never going to be shone where it needs to be shone, all right, shined. That's just not going to happen. And that's why I say the media is, the media controls a lot of this shit. They control a lot of this. They post and announce what they want to post and announce. Yes, Chicago has been getting a lot of headlines, but at the end of the day, it's not to the degree of what it is with, you know, George Floyd and you know, all of these other black brothers and sisters that have died in the hands of police officers.
A Black Lives Matter movement, they focus on, you know, that because guess what? That's the bigger headline and everything. But why come Black Lives Matter is not in the neighborhoods of Chicago? Why come they not in the neighborhoods of New Orleans, and those places like that that has deadly consequences of black people killing black people? Why are they not in those neighborhoods as well?
Well, maybe they are. But maybe they are in those neighborhoods. But again, we're going to take it back to the media. I don't care which way you go with this thing. I'm going to take it back to the media. The media is the ones that are supposed to be covering this shit. You see what I'm saying? So if the media is not going out there and covering it because they don't feel like, okay, this is big enough, if it ain't hit CNN news or, you know what I'm saying, or some shit like that, they ain't trying to, yeah, it may make your local news, but we're talking about CNN, MSNBC,
and all these other news stations and around the world. They're the ones that distribute shit around the world, these major news stations outside of our local news. So if they're not making a big-ass issue about it, Black Lives Movement, what the fuck can they do?
Okay, yeah, you know what? To answer that question, I understand what you're saying, but guess what? Black Lives Matter, they're at the forefront of CNN or anything that they do. Just like, I'm going to go back to the days of when, you know, the Black Panthers or the Civil Rights Movement. Whatever they did and whatever, wherever they were, you know what I'm saying, with a cause, hey, all they had to do is just call up the news media, and the news media is going to be there because it's Black Lives Matter, okay? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, if you want to get yourself out there, I'm not saying that they're not out there. You made up a valid point, baby. You made up a valid point. But at the same time, if you're in the neighborhood and you want to make some noise, you want to make some noise, don't just call up the media and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? We out here doing this rally because, you know, of George Floyd or, you know, Sandra Bland or all of these other people that have died. You want to make noise and have rallies behind that. Guess what? Hey, news media, get up here and you know what I'm saying? Here we are. We talking about Black Lives Matter, and we care about our own black people. So let's make that a movement to where you are going to make that in the forefront. And I don't care if it is the breaking news on CNN, but it is news. They are there. Mm-hmm. So it's not news, you know what I mean? And they're not doing it because it's not news. They're not there. Period.
I feel what you're saying, and I have a whole lot of ways I can go with that, but you know what I'm saying, I choose to just leave it where it's at, because you do have your point, you know what I mean, and I have mine as well, you know what I'm saying, but we're going to leave that where it's at. If anybody can answer that question or they want to, you know, elaborate further with DJ B1 the Chameleon, y'all can call us up at 319-527-6171. We're here. We got 26 minutes left here live on the airwaves. Get it in, and let's get it in right now. All right. So listen, DJ B1,
mm-hmm.
I want to change up some things, and I want to talk about people that say they support you with their mouth, but then they turn around and they're doing some other shit that kind of questions what the fuck they said. Listen, man, I've said this 1,000 times and I'll always say it, okay? Diversity of the Minds, Blaze Me Radio, we have worked hard, all right? For almost 9 motherfucking years, we worked hard to gain followers. We worked hard, you know what I'm saying, to get our followers to trust us. We built numerous of pages on Facebook. Most of them still exist. We bust our ass with this fucking station, as well as everybody that has been under this station. Everybody has, you know, they have given something to the body of Diversity of the Minds of Blaze Me Radio. So my thing is this, is that if you support, you support, right? If you don't support, just say you don't fucking support, all right? It could be so much fucking easier if you just say, I don't support the station. I don't like this, that. But again, here we are with motherfuckers always say how real they are. Oh, I'll say what the fuck is on my mind. I don't give a fuck, this, that, and the third. But then when it comes to you really being real, you ain't real. If you don't support what the fuck we do, that's okay. You don't have to support what we do, okay? But don't fake the motherfucking funk. okay? Don't pretend, don't come to me and tell me that, hey, listen, I do this, that, and the third, and this is what it is, and y'all did this for me, and man, fuck that bullshit, right? If you support us, you support us. If you don't support us, then you don't support us. But don't fake it. Okay? Don't fake it. Don't try to go in and take something that somebody has built. Don't go in this motherfucker and take and try, and I ain't gonna say take, but try to take something that somebody has bust their motherfucking ass off for damn near 9 motherfucking years on the fucking radio. And that's just with this station, because I was on the airwaves before Diversity of the Minds Blaze Me Radio came about. Wasn't I DJ B1? I was on the airwaves before that. Okay, so I got damn near 10 years in this shit. Okay? So this motherfucking station is going to survive. But don't go and try to take any motherfucking body that is affiliated with this motherfucking radio station to try to gain success. Oh, I'm going to try to compete against you, and I'm going to take your people over here, and I'm going to bring them over here up under my umbrella because I'm too motherfucking lazy to get these motherfuckers on my own. See, I can call some names out, but the way I'm set up tonight, I'm not going to do that. Mm-mm. I'm going to leave a motherfucker wondering. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave you wondering, but don't ever feel like you can take, because there's a whole lot of motherfuckers that then tried to come up on this radio station and try to take something from this radio station that wasn't theirs. And you know what? They failed. So don't come over here trying to take a motherfucking thing. If you ask me, motherfucker, I'll give it to you. But don't ever try to bite the motherfucking hand that fed your bitch ass when you didn't have no motherfucking hands out, when your ass was thirsty. Don't fucking do that shit. Because that's going to make me call you the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying? You's a fake motherfucker, and I don't like that shit, bro. I see what the fuck is going on. I see. Oh, trust me, I see. I may not say a motherfucking thing, but I see what's going on. You want to mimic. You want to mimic this radio station. You want to mimic the Diamond Diva. You want to be the Diamond Diva, but you don't want to put in the motherfucking work that it takes. But I see you. I see you for who you are. And eventually I'm going to call you out on that shit, all right? It's only a matter of motherfucking time, because I give zero fucks about a motherfucker's feeling, especially when they give zero fucks about my motherfucking grind. I bust my motherfucking ass. I have been doing this shit for a long motherfucking time. I have bust my ass. I'm not saying that I'm a fucking celebrity. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm talking about the work that I put in on my motherfucking radio station. I didn't stay up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the motherfucking morning trying to deal with my motherfucking radio station, coming up with ideals, networking, doing all this shit. So you think that I'm going to let a motherfucking peon come up in this motherfucker and try to take and destroy and dismantle what the fuck I built? Oh, no, you got to fight on your motherfucking hands. But I can see you. I see you. I see you, and I wish I had that motherfucking Tupac song keyed up. I see you. And I just want you to know that you will never, ever, ever in your motherfucking lifetime amount up to the motherfucking work that I put in, because you're stealing. And I don't like a motherfucking thief. You're stealing to try to make your motherfucking self look good. Stop stealing. Because eventually I'm going to call you out. And I ain't going to call you out on social media. I'm going to dial your motherfucking number. And I'm going to call you out. And I'm going to let you know exactly what fucking time it is, okay? Because, see, we got snakes and we got motherfucking pythons. Oh, you a python. But I got you. And I'll drink to that. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what? What I have to say about that, when you are a pioneer, when you are the best at the business, everybody's chasing you. everybody's trying to be like you. And, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about this radio station as well. You know what I mean? You know, the Diamond Diva, definitely, you know, the head and the tail of this radio station. And, yeah, she busts her ass, and, yeah, she gets frustrated, you know what I'm saying, behind. And I get frustrated behind some of you motherfuckers myself, you know, that, you know, come along and, you know, you pick your tail off of something, and then you think that you can go and, you know, be better than this, or go and sneak behind something. There's been a whole bunch of people that came across this radio station. That's the only reason why right now, to this day, that there is the Diamond Diva and the Chameleon, okay? Because there's so many motherfuckers that come over here, they want to act like they motherfucking real, and they, oh, yeah, you know, I'm down with the diversity of mind, blatant heat radio and stuff, and the motherfucker stabbed me in the back. That's what the Diamond Diva is talking about. And all you motherfuckers out there, you know, even if you're sneaking in, listening in to the station.
You already know they are. You already know they are.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, but guess what? Here's my thing with all of that. You motherfuckers will forever be, and I say this all the time to Diamond Diva, y'all will always be in the rearview mirror, because what you're trying to catch up to, damn, you know, we were going 70 miles an hour when you was with us. And now we're going 90 miles an hour. You are in the rearview motherfucking mirror, and you will always be in the rearview fucking mirror. Always.
Exactly.
Because you
exactly.
cannot catch up. Now, if you started ahead of us, then guess what? You might have to look in your rearview mirror. But you don't even need no motherfucking mirrors on your motherfucking car, because we ain't in the back of you. Somebody else might be in the back of you, but we ain't in the back of you. You trying to catch up, and you will never catch up. You will never catch up, so don't even try it. That's
exactly. Point. Exactly. Exactly. You will never catch up, all right? So stop trying to mimic what I do. Stop trying to mimic what I do. Stop coming onto my motherfucking pages and shit and trying to go down my motherfucking friends list, which I got it blocked right now. Okay, so a motherfucker can't go over there and see. The only thing you can see is mutual friends. You can't see no other motherfucking friends. Stop trying to come over there and taking my motherfucking people that I have worked hard to gain. I worked hard, and not just on my motherfucking own personal timeline, but I'm talking about all these motherfucking pages that I have built and set up for this radio station. Stop trying to mimic me, because you will never be able to outdo me. And I'm not sitting here boasting and bragging. I'm not doing that. But I'm pissed the fuck off, because I hate when a motherfucker, and I don't like using that word either, okay? I taught my kids about using that word, but I do, and I'm going to use it tonight. I'm going to use it tonight, because it's beneficial that I do, okay? I hate when somebody don't want to put in the motherfucking work to build your own motherfucking dream. You want to piggyback off some motherfucking body else and take what the fuck they got, or try to take what they got, or persuade these motherfuckers to come over there because, oh, we mutual friends. But you ain't putting in the motherfucking work to do what the fuck it is that needs to be done to keep these people on your motherfucking page. It ain't not one motherfucking person that has ever been up under this motherfucking station that is doing better than Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Radio, and now I am boasting. Now I am boasting. Forgive me, Lord, in advance. It ain't one motherfucking person that is doing better than this radio station when you tried to get over on this motherfucking radio. Oh, you thought you was coming over here, oh, I got the business, I got all of the insides, and oh, you ain't get shit, motherfucker, because I have a whole nother motherfucking blueprint over here that will make you fucking throw the fuck up if you seen it. So you don't know what the fuck I got going on. Nobody knows what the fuck I got going on but my husband. So therefore, you can go and take whoever the fuck you want to take off my motherfucking page and bring them to yours and whatever. You can feed my motherfucking links and shit on social media, and you ain't got to repost them. I don't beg for shit. That's one motherfucking thing that I ain't never did. I don't beg for motherfucking followers. I don't try to persuade no motherfucking body to come aboard. Yeah, I'll tell your ass, listen, we going live. Y'all plug in. But I'm not finna beg for no motherfucking followers. Every once in a while, I'll get mad at some shit. But motherfucker, this is the thing with my page. Probably because of the business that I'm in. I'm in the entertainment business. I'm a motherfucking radio personality on internet radio. Motherfuckers is gonna try to, they gonna try to squeeze out every motherfucking thing they can squeeze out when I post something. Oh, she talking about me. Bitch, I ain't talking about you. I'm not, I ain't even woke up and thought about your motherfucking ass. But if the shoe motherfucking fits, you better wear that bitch like Cinderella, like that Dorothy wore that motherfucking red shoe in The Wizard of Oz. You better wear that motherfucking click it three times. But I'm not talking about you. Okay? I'm not talking about you. But don't get it twisted, okay? Every motherfucking thing I say here, I can call your motherfucking ass on the motherfucking phone and tell you what the fuck I need to tell you. And that goes for all these motherfuckers out here that say they support this radio station, but I can post a picture of my ass on motherfucking Facebook and shit with my pretty ass. And these motherfuckers, I get damn near 100 motherfucking likes. But then I post my motherfucking link or post somebody else's business, help this person out with their business, this, that, and the third, or even a GoFundMe account where somebody that lost their life and their family cannot afford to pay for their burial. I post shit over there like that. Nobody says anything. We can talk about this shit until we blue in the face, but y'all some dumb motherfuckers. Some of y'all, and I'm not talking about every motherfucker about it, but some of y'all are some dumb motherfuckers. Y'all sleep like a bitch. Why y'all talking about everybody else's sleep and their dumb down cuss? Who? Some of you motherfuckers is sleep. Wake the fuck up. I'm sick of it. And yes, I am venting. DJ
well,
B1, please say something before I do.
Diamond Eagle. You have every fucking right, you know what I mean? Because this station has been going on for, 9 years. And you've grown a personality, the Diamond Diva, and everybody know who you are, whether they like it or whether they don't. Neither one of us give a fuck whether you like it or you don't. It's either or. Not in between. Especially you motherfuckers that's in between. If you're in between, then guess what? We're going to slide you off on that side of those motherfuckers, like she said, the haters. Don't be in between. You know, make up your motherfucking mind whether you are with us or you're not with us.
Exactly.
If you are with
exactly.
us, just be there. And she's talking about the support of everything. Hey, you know, there are some loyal supporters, and then there's those, like she said, pretenders. And all of those that are pretenders, you can get off the motherfucking wagon, man, because guess what? We can only carry so many motherfuckers along the way, and We're not going to give you the whole motherfucking business. Diamond Diva is definitely not going to give you the whole motherfucking business to make you go on top of us. Like I said, you will always be in the rearview motherfucking mirror thinking that you may be catching up, but we don't even see you motherfuckers in the mirror.
We're
so far ahead of you motherfuckers.
Period.
We are so ahead of y'all that we don't even see y'all in our rearview mirror. And we definitely are not looking in front of us, because in front of us is motherfuckers that have a syndicated radio
station. You mean behind us? We're not looking behind us.
No, I'm saying we're looking in front of us. We looking in front of us for those people, those podcasts or radio stations, you know what I'm saying, that's in front of us. We after y'all. We coming after y'all, and we may be in your rearview mirror, but we closing in on y'all too. But those that's
absolutely
in the rearview mirror, we going further and further away from y'all to guess what? You're not even in the rearview mirror. You're not even, we can't see you. Where you at? You know what I'm saying? Like you say, Tupac, I can't see you. We don't see you, period. So what the Diamond D was saying, what I'm saying is that, guess what? I'm going to take a quote from David Ruffin. You know what I mean? You can't be me. you can't be me.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about.
Right. And with that being said, listen, it is what it is, y'all. We got 8 minutes left here live in the building. And then we're not going to do anything in the back room. You know, we're not going to take it to the back room part two tonight. I did that yesterday, and y'all need to check out that show. It was Zydeco in Blues Showdown. All right, so y'all check that show out.
Ooh.
Because that was a hot show yesterday, and I'm very, very, very proud of how that show went. So please, guys, check it out. It's right there in our archives department, the Zydeco in Blues Showdown with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. So y'all check that show out. But anyway, y'all, listen, I do want to say this, and then I'm going to turn it over to DJ B1. He's going to say his goodnights, and then we're going to be out of here, all right? I do want to say this. If y'all support this radio station, please hit that follow button outside of the studio. Hit the follow button. You'll get your emails. Whenever we go live on the airwaves, you guys will have the opportunity to do that with us, not live on the air, but you'll be able to listen in from the links, all right? So it's very imperative that y'all hit the follow button or either just follow us on Facebook, all right? Y'all can type me in, authoress Carolyn W. Ballard, and friend request me, or y'all can visit one of our pages, and the main one is Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio page, all right? That's where we got the most members at. And we always post our links over there and anything that's going on with the station. So you can definitely find us over there. But either way it go, we're going to continue to bring the entertainment to you guys, the shows, the content, everything that we need to bring for this radio station. And we pray that y'all stay with us. Spread the word. It's always good to spread the word, all right? We can't do this without y'all. So spread the word about this radio station so that we can all go further, okay, than where we are right now. So with that being said, listen, I want to say this, that if you keep God first in everything that you do, you can never go wrong with nothing that you put your mind to. It's all in your mind, all right? So give him the glory, give him the praise. Our hearts and my prayers go out to everyone that has been affected by the loss of a loved one, whether it made national news or not national news. Our hearts and prayers go out to you. May God give you the strength that you need to get through another day, because it is hard. And it's one day at a time. That's all we can do is give it one day at a time. And change will come, but it will only come when we start looking in our own backyards. All right? DJ B1 the Chameleon, go ahead.
Yeah, well, DJ B1 the Chameleon, if you will tune in tomorrow night, DJ B1 will be on air tomorrow night with a hip-hop, old-school hip-hop show tomorrow night from 9 o'clock to 11 and maybe beyond. And then Saturday, it'll be Funkin' for Fun with DJ B1 the Chameleon. So, yes, definitely tune in and stay tuned in to Diversity of the Mind, Blazing Heat Radio, because that's who we are and that's what it is. And we love you. And ain't a damn thing you can do about it. We love y'all out there.
Absolutely. And even to our haters out there, I know y'all was listening in tonight, and it's all good. I appreciate y'all's support. You were a stat tonight. Maybe you'll realize that after you listen to this show. You were a stat tonight. All right, it's all good. But thank you so much for listening in, and to all of our new people that took the time to click on our link here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you as well. All right, so we're going to get out of here, guys. Again, it's 4 minutes in the studio, and we got to go. All right, so we love y'all. Make sure y'all plug in to DJ B1 the Chameleon tomorrow night as he bring it to you, all right, for your weekend. All right, so we're going to get out of here on Club Nouveau, situation number 9, y'all. Peace, love, and happiness. And thanks for joining us in the back room.
In this ride again. Ooh, I don't know what to do. And I haven't got a friend in the world. No, 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 baby, not even you. But situation number 2 ain't bad. But number 9 ain't good.
Thank you.
night.